Okay, Jimmy Koplik's on the show. Lots to talk about. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. He's the Live Nation concert god, AJ.
Yes, he is. Oh, mighty God.
I'm lucky to have him in Connecticut.
Oh, mighty Jimmy.
Okay, we're going to get some information here. And first, I want to tell you, Jimmy, you already know this, that you can't tell Mike Lapatino anything.
No.
If you want it to remain secret.
Exactly right.
So
it's unbelievable. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure you're right.
Now, for the Fox people, he does afternoon drive on WPLR and has done that for 35 years.
Exactly. It's part of the
We're doing a podcast series all this year talking to the folks from the radio station because the radio station's 50.
Yes.
But this will interest the people that listen to the Fox because there's the Bridgeport, there are Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Yes.
There's a lot of concerts.
A lot of things
coming.
Going. Yes.
Right?
Right.
And so I'm doing this podcast with Lappy yesterday, and I said, your name came up, of course, because you two are like, you know, you're Batman, he's Robin.
Exactly right. You dressed him, too.
And I mentioned your name, and we went through stuff, and I said, have you know, you heard anything? And he mentioned some names, and I'm wondering if I could mention them now.
God forbid. I'll deny every one of them.
Okay.
It's good to know.
Oh, he's so unbelievable.
I'm wondering, so I didn't talk to Jimmy about this first, so I don't want to make Jimmy mad.
No, you can't make me mad. I'll get mad at Lappy.
Wow. Alice Cooper.
In that case.
Let's do it then.
How mad will you get exactly? Like swing a golf club mad or...
That's good. Well, we can mention Alice Cooper. I'm working hard on getting Alice Cooper. He's planning to tour with Ace Frehley, and Alice lived in Fairfield County for a long time, and Ace lived in Westchester County, and might still live in Westchester County, actually, Ace. Ace used to come up to a lot of our New Haven Coliseum shows in his DeLorean. He had a DeLorean. And he would come up in his DeLorean, and it was really cool having Ace come up. And you know how those DeLorean doors would open up?
Yep.
Yeah.
From
Free
the bottom
like.
To the top?
Yep.
And who would come out but this super guitarist, Ace, really one of the nicest guys, and really one of the nicest guys going.
The Spaceman.
Yes, the Spaceman. You're absolutely right. But he didn't fly in. He drove his car in. But it would look like a spaceship.
He's flying
out.
It's perfect.
It really, really was cool.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to convince them. They're going out together on tour. So I am trying to convince them to play their hometown show, which I think Bridgeport is going to appeal to Fairfield County, New Haven County, and Westchester County. I think that's where most of our audience is going to come from. So I'm just about there. I will admit it. I will kill him later, but I will admit it that in September I'm expecting Alice Cooper to play with Ace to play the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
I won't mention any other names, but Lappy ran through a few, and that'll be posted as a podcast on Friday. Now, you know, this is maybe he's,
yeah.
Maybe you know, maybe he heard this in a dream.
Lappy's
exactly
Lappy.
Right. He hears
not,
voices all the time.
Not confirmed until Jimmy says it's confirmed.
Exactly right.
That's true. And look, some of them I told them might not have happened.
You might
they
be
might
just,
not happen
yeah.
Because it's stuff I'm working on.
Right.
And I almost did lose Alice, and I think I've got Alice now. And also I want to play golf with Alice because I've played golf once with Alice back in the 70s. And he's a much better golfer than me, and it's always fun to play with somebody that's better than you.
So, we have announced this week, Korn and Stain at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater.
No, that's his Xfinity.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We were just testing you, and you passed.
Well,
yes.
I will talk to my people about that.
Right.
Lappy Arthur. Probably gave you that wrong info.
Yes, he did.
Yep, it's all written backwards in crayon.
No, but that's at Xfinity, and that's going to be on August 20. You're right, we announced it yesterday, and it goes on sale tomorrow at noon.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
How quickly we're doing things. But great package.
Thank
if you like that music. I'm not a fan of that music,
no
but if
doubt.
You like that music, I mean, I was shocked. I mean, I thought Stain could headline themselves.
Right. That's a great double bill.
It is.
It's a double whammy.
Yep.
How many shows, Jimmy, would you say are booked at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport now?
I would think we might get to 20 shows. Even in this short season, we might get to 20 shows. And that was going to be our regular season.
Ooh.
But we've taken a lot of agents there that live on the East Coast from a lot of the major agencies. We've given them all tours, and they are blown away. I mean, I'm going to post some more pictures today that were taken a couple of nights ago. I'll put them on my personal Facebook page probably today. And it's coming along great. The roof is being put on right now, which is nice. And the backstage is just about finished. And I think if you ever get in a fight with Jennifer, the star suite, we call it the star apartment.
Wow.
It's got a fireplace.
Really?
It's got a fireplace. It's got its own kitchen.
Nice.
So if you get in a fight with Jennifer, I got a place for you to go when she throws you out of the house, which is bound to happen eventually.
It's bound to happen.
Exactly right.
You're newly married, so
yeah.
It's not yet.
But she'll figure it out.
Just give him a key now as it is.
You know what's great is that, I will take him up on that.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy will get a call from Alice Cooper. Hey, who's this dude in my suite?
Yeah, what's up with that? Yeah.
I don't think there's any wife in America that didn't want to throw their husband out of the house at one time or another.
You know who's most excited about this? People who drive up and down 95.
Oh, my God,
work.
Yeah.
They've been watching this thing come together. And we just had a call this morning. Someone who drives from, where was it?
Durham to Stamford.
Durham to Stamford every morning. It says the treat of the commute is driving by that amphitheater. And they, Howard's a genius. He lights it at night.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going to put up there. It is amazing. He is a genius.
Yeah.
He loves to say, I don't like doing radio interviews, and I say behind the scenes. In the meantime, he is every bit a star as anybody else with what he does. It's
Absolutely.
Remarkable what he does.
Yep.
You know, he's been a builder for so long, the fact that he hasn't really been in show business is strange to me because he's so good at it.
Very good at it.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. He's a great partner. I'm going to send you and Ashley up a great picture right now that I'll eventually have on my page today.
Ooh.
Once I get a chance, but I'm texting it to you now. It's just a great picture.
Can I post it?
Sure.
Oh, here it is. Oh, you guys are naked in a hot tub.
Right.
Oh, I knew I sent the wrong picture.
Jimmy, can I post these pictures?
Are they incriminating?
Jimmy.
What did you do?
Should I wait for you to post them first, or can I post
them? No. Go ahead.
Look at
Jimmy
that,
sent over three pictures Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Wow.
That place is amazing. I love driving by it.
Wow.
Can't wait to drive into it.
Well, don't drive into it.
No,
park
you know
your
I mean,
car.
Park my car and walk into it.
In.
Right, exactly.
I have some more questions for Jimmy about that and shows coming. But the calls are coming in, which feels good, right, Jimmy? People asking questions about shows.
Well, it's the good old days. They're back.
Yay! Yeah.
No, they're in the middle. Hold on one second.
Vinny in North Haven.
Yep.
Hey.
Yep.
What are you doing?
What's going on?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The voices.
I was working.
What are you doing?
I actually do sound and security and stuff.
Wow.
Sound and security.
Yeah. And stuff, yes.
Yeah, we do all low voltage, fire alarms, cameras, sound systems.
Oh, that kind of stuff. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. You're on with Jimmy Coppola.
So I was wondering what went on with the Britt Floyd show. It was all set to go, and then last minute, they canceled.
They canceled their tour, which was, you're right, it was going to take place a few weeks ago, actually, and we're going to put it back at Oakdale next year, but we are working on bringing Britt Floyd. Hopefully we'll do a summer tour, and we'll see him in Bridgeport at the amphitheater.
Awesome. All right. I
always thought that Pink Floyd was a great outdoor show. I've seen him indoors, and I've seen him outdoors, and I loved them outdoors when I saw Pink Floyd, and I think Britt Floyd outdoors will be extra special, especially at that amphitheater, which is kind of cosmic in itself.
Nice.
Especially when you see the pictures that are posted today.
Thank you, Vinny.
Nice.
Eliza in Hampden.
Eliza.
Yeah, hi. I was learning about Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine.
How's she doing?
No touring plans at the moment. We had plans for the fall at Mohegan Sun, up in the air right now, so we'll wait and see.
Oh, come on. Sprinkle your magical fairy dust. I want to see her. I've seen her 5 times. She's awesome.
Hey, there's no more,
she is
no
awesome,
more dust.
And we sprinkled it in Connecticut, and it worked, but the other states still aren't announcing when they're opening. That's the problem.
Well, Connecticut's the best state. That's why.
Yep.
It's all right. Just stay friendly with Chaz.
Sprinkle your magic fairy dust.
Right. That's not illegal now, isn't it?
I've been asked if I want some in the men's room at a concert.
I know,
I thought,
yeah.
No, I actually want to see the show to remember
it. Yeah, I want to live.
Yeah. So what's the first show right now scheduled that's been announced at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport?
I think the first show that's been announced, and I really could be wrong on this, is the Brothers Osborne on August 20th, but we're going to open up in July.
What's that first show? As far as we know, the public, what's the first show at the amphitheater?
I think it's the Brothers Osborne, the country show, the Brothers Osborne.
In August.
In August, yeah. We've announced the Beach Boys on August 29th. And the Rascals, we've announced Foreigner, which goes on sale tomorrow, and that's August 25th, and Brothers Osborne, August 20th. So we have three shows announced right now. I think we'll get up to 20. Every week we will have announcements for the amphitheater.
Do you foresee anything in July or June?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've got a show confirmed in July.
Nice.
But we just haven't announced it yet, and hopefully we'll have a few shows in July.
Anything?
But nothing in June. We won't be finished building in June.
Okay. And that's only because COVID and factories just stopped making the things that they need to put that thing together.
Right. So.
Yeah, it's basically the roof that comes in from Mexico that is coming in across the border. Most of it's coming in, it's already come in, but it also takes 35 days to put each piece of the roof up. So as it comes in, we start putting it up. Some of the roof is up already.
These pictures, I got to post them. How about Green Day, Jimmy? Any chance of a Green Day touring?
Oh, I love them so much. No, I'm not aware of them. They were going to do a stadium tour. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know what they've decided, but I love them.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, Concert Gods on, taking calls. Feels good, taking calls.
That was good hearing Green Day. It reminded me of a story I had with Green Day, if you don't mind a moment of it.
Oh, not at all.
Please do.
We had them at the University of Massachusetts up in Amherst, and my son was, I think, 13 years old, and he was a big Green Day fan. And I brought him backstage to meet the band. Really good guys, really nice, normal, wonderful people. They really are. And I'm talking to, I don't remember which band member I was talking to, but my son was talking to Trey, and all of a sudden I look at my son, and he's holding a joint. and I said to him, I said, put that down. You're not supposed to touch that stuff. And so he puts it down, and I turn around, and I'm speaking to somebody. I don't remember who I'm talking to, and I turn around, and all of a sudden my son's holding a beer.
Nice. Well, he said don't touch the joint. So he went for a beer.
It's exactly what happened.
Right.
So then I realized my son can't go backstage. It's very bad.
Yeah, you're in the
definitely
car.
Definitely not at a Green
you're
Day.
You're going to go
show.
Sit in the car. Yeah.
No, but this was Green Day. They were always rebels, and they were trying to make my son what he eventually became anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But it was just a little too early.
Right.
It happened to my son at an outside concert in Connecticut. I left him with Danny Mac, who... That was a mistake.
Yep.
He's a deadhead.
Right.
I walk away. I don't know. I think Chaz is 15. I walk back. I look at his eyes. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, Danny.
You got the Mac attack.
Yep.
How you doing there?
What'd Chaz say? A little Chaz. He said, gosh, I'm all of a sudden very hungry.
Right.
That did happen.
Right.
He's like, is it normal for me to be hungry?
I saw a burrito truck out there. Get some burritos.
Nick in Bristol.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hi, morning. Jim.
Hi there.
Jim, anything on Deep Purple?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Deep Purple is probably going to tour towards the end of the year, but they have no definite plans at the moment. If they do tour the end of the year, we're going to put them somewhere. I was hoping to put them, if they were summertime, I'd put them into Bridgeport, but they decided not to tour during the summer.
Okay, great. I'll be waiting. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
We have something from the text.
Yeah, Danielle in Milford is wanting to ask Jimmy about Dead & Company in August.
band, what about them in August? I expect they'll tour this summer, and I expect we'll have them in Connecticut. I'm always pretty good at begging those guys to come play for me in Connecticut. We have a great history in Connecticut, so if they do tour this summer, I'm pretty sure we'll have them somewhere in Connecticut.
And do you think that would be in August? It looks like a lot of shows are in August.
It'll be August or September.
Okay. You mentioned Mohegan Sun, or someone did before. Anything happening? Any dates for Mohegan?
Yes. Mohegan Sun's going to open up, and maybe Tom should announce it before I do, but I'll tease it a little. We have our first full capacity concert planned for July 29th. It's a country show. And it's confirmed and should be announced, I would say within the next week or two we'll announce it, but it'll be the first full capacity indoor show at Mohegan Sun. The first full capacity indoor show at Oakdale is going to be the oldie show, Happy Together, with the Turtles and Gary Puckett and some other oldie acts. So, and that's going to happen July 29th, also the same night.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Yep, so we're going to go indoors on July 29th. Thank you, Governor Lamont, because very few venues, very few states are allowing indoor shows. And then I expect our first outdoor show will be Luke Bryan, July 16th at Xfinity. And late July will be at Harper Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. So we'll really start kicking the second half of July.
Is there a significance with that date, July 29th, for indoor?
No, I actually didn't like the fact that the same day, because I wanted to be at every single show kicking off the post-pandemic life of concerts, and I have to choose between Mohegan Sun and the Oakdale. The Mohegan Sun show is the first show of this artist tour, so they're going to rehearse there for a couple of days, so there was no figuring out how to avoid the same day. And Happy Together at Oakdale was always going to be July 29th. It's on sale. It's been on sale since last year for July 29th.
Gotcha.
All right.
Which one are you going to?
Yeah.
I'll probably go to Oakdale because that's really my building.
There you go.
Yeah. We book Mohegan Sun, but that's really Tom's building.
That parking spot outside.
Exactly.
With your name on it.
Right.
Okay. That's
very appealing.
Good to be the king.
Nice.
Mark in the oil truck.
Good morning, gang. Good morning, Jimmy.
Mark.
Morning.
Jim, I haven't yet seen any kind of tier pricing for the amphitheater. Is there a median price you could tell us? I know different shows.
It's different every show, right?
It costs different prices.
Yeah, it's different prices for every show because we pay different guarantees to every artist. And also it's the audience that makes us determine the price, too. The younger, the cheaper, usually. If it's younger, the audience, we make the ticket prices cheaper.
Nice. I'm 16, by the way.
Thanks, Jim.
Nice try. Nice try.
I gave it a shot.
He does have the mentality.
Yeah, actually lower.
Right.
Yeah, lower. Took an 8.
Yeah.
Yes. I like toys.
Trevor Don.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you? Jimmy, anything on Joan Jett and the Blackhearts? My girlfriend absolutely loves her, so...
I am not aware of her even touring, other than she was on that Motley Crue tour that I'm not sure is going to happen, that stadium tour.
No.
Oh.
So now, you know, it was going to be the Crue, Poison, Joni, and Def Leppard. But I'm not sure that tour is going to end up happening.
Ah, okay. Let her know. Thanks for the info.
You know what, Trapper Don, never mind. Go ahead. Thank you.
What's up?
No, Ashley makes a face every time you mention your girlfriend because you do it a lot.
What's wrong with that?
That's why that a bad thing?
Thanks, Ashley.
No, it was like a half smile thing. It was good.
Good.
Nah,
okay. So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Okay.
Trapper's in love.
Okay. I didn't read it that way, Trapper.
Well,
all right,
Trapper's lying. It's really he cares about Joan Jett. He's embarrassed to say it, so he makes up that he has a girlfriend.
That's right.
You're right.
Now, if I do the right thing, then I'm good to go. If I can get her Joan Jett tickets, hey, I'm good.
Right.
You know, I hear you.
Ulterior motive, gotcha.
Trapper Don knows how the world works.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brad.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. He sets traps all the time. So.
Smart man. Ooh.
So we didn't get a chance to talk to Jimmy about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he has a vote.
Yes,
and
he does.
We went through his picks when they were just nominees, and now they're inductees.
Yep.
So tomorrow at 9 o'clock, right around this time, we're going to talk to Jimmy and go through it and see how he did with his scorecard.
Awesome.
Yeah. Jimmy, thank you, brother. We will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, guys. Have a great day. Speak to you tomorrow.
All right, Jimmy Koplik. That'll be up as a podcast, too, if you just come came in at the end.
Yep.
You can get the whole damn thing on the radio station website.